Today's share in the Dear Shu Mishnah Berurah Yomi program is Daf Yud Zayin Omud Beis. We're in the third volume of Mishnah Berurah, and we began Simin Reish Nun Beis yesterday, which deals with various activities, malachos, that you're doing Erev Shabbos that will continue on Shabbos. Are they permissible or not? So we had done the end part of the Mechaber yesterday, who told us that you are allowed to sell something to a non-Jewish person right before Shabbos, as long as a non-Jewish person takes it out of your house before the start of Shabbos, because of the concern that people will think that either you're asking the non-Jewish person to work on your behalf or because you're doing this sale on Shabbos. So the Mechaber said it must be totally gone from your household area before Shabbos starts. Now we go to the top line, the Ramah, the end of the line, Hagar, the Ramah says, V'yesh matirin, there are those that are more lenient than the Mechaber's opinion that I just brought down, Shiotzi ha'eino Yehudi b'Shabbos, that the non-Jewish person would be allowed to take this item out of the Jewish person's house even on Shabbos, as long as it, of course, was sold or given to him before Shabbos, as long as im yichid lo ha'eino Yehudi makom mib'od yom b'veis Yisrael, as long as the non-Jewish person had a place, so to say, that was either designated for him or given over to him or sold to him in some way, so this item that the non-Jewish person purchased from the Jewish person on Erev Shabbos, let's say it's a couch, so he knows it's designated to be in that place and he wants to get it later Friday night when he brings a truck, so he's allowed to, according to this more lenient opinion of the Ramah, do so. Again, as long as it was sold before Shabbos, it was given to the non-Jewish person before Shabbos, and he had a designated place in the Jewish person's house for it, and therefore, in this situation, there is no concern. However, this lenient opinion over here that the Ramah brings down, he then says, V'yesh l'hachmir. He brings down from the Mordechai that really one shouldn't rely upon this, and one should really be machmir, like the opinion of the Mechaber, and he says, V'ayin l'kam in simin shin chof hei. Let's explain this all a little bit further. In Sifkat Nyud, the Mishnah Berurah explains that if a place was designated, according to this lenient opinion of the Ramah, it's okay. Svarosam, the reasoning behind this, the Mishnah Berurah says, Dahave ki'ilu kvar munach beveso shel einu Yehudi. Since he has a designated place in the Jewish person's house, that's considered the goy's place, and therefore it's as if it's already in the goy's house, in the goy's possession, and not in the Jewish person's possession. But then the Mishnah Berurah quotes the Ramah, who says, V'yesh l'hachmir sivkot nyad aliv. One should be machmir kidei shelo lahargil ha'ena Yehudi b'kach. Because if you take advantage of this lenient opinion, the guy certainly is not going to understand, last week you let me do this, and this week you're not going to let me do this? He's not going to understand that the difference was last week a place was designated, this week a place was not designated. So therefore, in order not to accustom the non-Jewish person to being able to do this, the Ramah suggests it's better to be machmir, again, based upon the Mordechai in the first parak in Shabbos. Then the Mishmur continues, he says, V'ayin b'achronim, in Sharet Zion, Oshid Alf, he says, this is the Taz, the Mogen Avraham, Tosef Shabbos, and the Shagas Aryeh, all of these achronim say, Sheheskimu, they all agree, the Medina ain't lohaka was there, that Mietzim Adin, one should not be Mekel. Why not? Because the Kaim Alon, because the Aloch is, in Simen Tof Mem, Gam Gabi Chometz, in regards to the Hilchas Pesach, where it talks about if a guy has purchase chometz from a Jewish person, so it says, Gabi chometz, the lo mahani b'yichid lo makom. It doesn't help if the guy has a designated place in the Jewish person's house to store his chometz. We say that it still is not permissible. It's considered like if the Jewish person has it in his possession. So to over here, gam d'aroes sover, somebody sees the non-Jewish person taking something out from the Jewish person's house on Shabbos, he will assume, sover she yisrol tzivo lo tzio. He's going to assume that the Jewish person told him to take it out on Shabbos. And therefore, all these posts can say, Alkein ein lahakel bazeh, one should not rely upon this kula that the Ramah brings down, with the exception of the following scenario, that we see the Chavetz Chaim in Oshud Beis and Sharusion says he's bringing this down from the Taz, Ela b'makom hefsid v'tzorech gadol, unless there's a financial loss of significance over here, or some other extenuating great need. So only in those situations can one rely upon this kula of the Ramah. Then he brings down, in the name of the Taz and Shagas Aryeh, Vim Ein No Yehudi Alom. If, however, the non-Jewish person has bundled up, the word Alom over here, I believe, means he tied it up or he bundled up this item in the Jewish person's house, so then Yesh Lahatir Afilu Belo Yichil Lo Bokom. Then you don't have, in this situation, to designate a place, according to this lenient opinion that says that designating a place works, because the Bechi HaGavne, if it's something is bundled up over here, Lo Gazru Chachamim, it obviously is not the Jewish person, it belongs to the non-Jewish person, he bundled it up. Then the Mishnah Berurah says, Kosav Oles Atomit, the Oles Atomit says, Nir Dim Hiskir Esachedel Einu Yehudi Bepruta, Ameshach Yom HaShabbos, if the Jewish person rented out a space in his house to the non-Jewish person for at least a penny, then ein lahach miklal. Then we don't have to be concerned about this, and one can take the more lenient opinion over here. And he says, ayin sham, look over there as well in the Olas Tamid. However, Abel HaMogin Avram, Ushari Achronim, the Mogin Avram, and the other Achronim, which are brought down the Shaar HaTzion, Os Yudala, the El Yeraba, in the name of other Achronim, Kosu Da'afilu B'schiris HaCheder in L'smoch L'Hokel. That even if you rented out the place, one should not rely upon this leniency, and one should be strict and take the more machmir approach that we have outlined. Now we go to Sif Beis. The Mechaber writes, Umutur Litein Begodav L'choveis Ein Yehudi. One is permitted to go and give his clothing to a non-Jewish launderer. We'll see this is talking about on Erev Shabbos, and the non-Jewish person may or may not do this work on Shabbos. Or, likewise, one can give the oros, one can give hides, la'abdon, to the person who will tan the hides. That's what the Ramah says. Pirish over here, ha'uman, the artisan, shema'abedu mesakin oros, the one who goes and works on the hides, tans the hides, and is preparing the hides for their appropriate leather usage. So both of these ideas, as well as others we'll see, are permitted to be done on Erev Shabbos, samuch l'chashecha, right before the day of Friday is over. If, the condition being, im katzas lo domim, as long as you specified a set amount for this job, you're not paying him by the hour, you're paying him a set amount, so it's $100 to go and do this. Or, osha oso som v'tovas hanah, or the non-Jewish person is doing it out of the goodness of his heart to help the Jewish person out. In these situations, it is permitted to go and give it to the non-Jewish person on Erev Shabbos. With one additional caveat, the Mechaber says, V'hu shelo yomer lo la'asos b'Shabbos. But you obviously cannot tell him, I need this done on Shabbos. So obviously it has to be something that there's enough time for him to do it, either before Shabbos starts or after Shabbos is over. If you give it to him a minute before Shabbos starts and you take it back a minute after Shabbos ends, and it takes 3 hours to do whatever it is you're doing, so that would be forbidden, as we'll see in the Mishnah Berurah. Finally, the Mechaber has one more caveat. He says, "V'gam shi'asa ein Yehudi hamalocha b'veiso." The non-Jewish person, whatever work he's doing, the tanning or the laundering or whatever else work he's doing for the Jewish person's benefit, albeit the guy, the non-Jewish person, is doing it for his own benefit to make money, nevertheless, he should do it in his own house, in the non-Jewish person's house. We'll see in the Mishnah Berurah, it means as long as he's not doing it in the Jewish person's house. Lav davka, that it has to be in the non-Jewish person's house itself. It just cannot be in the Jewish person's house, so people will not think that the non-Jewish person is doing it directly at the request of the Jewish person. Let's catch up on the rest of the Mishnah Berurah and a couple of the Dirshu footnotes. Mishnah Berurah Sivkat Yud Beis. He writes, V'hu adin l'shar malachos. This malacha of washing, laundering, as well as tanning are not the only malachas that are included over here. The same thing applies to l'shari malachos, to all other malachos as well. V'atam, and the reason is, t'kivin d'kotzav lo domin b'yad malachto, since you're giving him a flat amount for his work, you're paying him $100 for his job, v'ein omak b'dolov shi'asenu tekef, and you're not asking him to do it right away. Therefore, two, ki ko'ovid b'yom ha'Shabbos, therefore, when the non-Jewish person decides to do this work, if he chooses to do it on Shabbos, adai tidin avshei ko'ovid, the famous principle that we had in earlier simanim, that as long as the non-Jewish person, of his own volition and for his own benefit, is choosing to do the work on Shabbos, the Jewish person did not ask him to do so. There was plenty of time to do it not on Shabbos. But the non-Jewish person, for his own reasoning, is doing it on Shabbos. That's called adai tidin avshei ko'ovid. He is doing it for his own personal benefit. He wants to get paid. The faster he finishes, he'll get paid. So he's doing it for his own benefit, not because the Jewish person asked him to, and not because the Jewish person needs it back on Matzei Shabbos. So this is permitted, we said. Sivkat Yud Gimel, the Mishnah Berurah, he says, Somuch l'chashecha, even if you're giving it to him right before Friday is over. However, of course, as we the Mishnah Berurah points out, Uba'inan sheyotziim gam kein mipesach beisel mibo yom. He brings in the name of the Rambam, what we just learned in Sif Aleph, that you have to go and make sure that it is out of the Jewish person's property before Shabbos starts. There's nothing different over here from the fact that it is a katzas lo domim, a set amount over here of something that has no requirement that it be done on Shabbos, but you're still not allowed to take it out of the house on Shabbos. Dishfoot number 7 brings down, and this means over here, Bisman Shashemesh Zorachas. You have to go and get this out of the Jewish person's house while the sun is still in the sky and not after the Shkia, after sunset. Mishnah Berurah Sivkat Yud Dalet writes, as long it's permissible, as long as you set a set price, a flat fee. Hainu, sach yodua v'lo schir yom. In other words, it has to be a set amount, $100, let's say, v'lo schir yom. When you're not paying him, well, I'll give you $50 for Shabbos, and $50 for Sunday, and $50 for Monday. That you're not allowed to do. Now, we've learned this already. V'ayin and Simon Reish Mem Zayin Sif Beis. Dim Hisne Imo Shi'itin Lo Slachar V'yispashu Imo. If you agreed, I'm going to pay you a flat sum, but we're still going to negotiate it with it, but start working, so then that's also okay. Afa Pisha Lo Pirish Kama Yitin Lo. Even though you haven't specified the exact amount, you will come to an agreement on a certain set amount. It's not going to be an hourly wage. You're going to pay him a flat sum. You want to pay 100, he wants 150, you'll end up at 125. Dino kitzatz. That is acceptable. It's as if you would prearrange the set amount. That is perfectly good. Mishnah Berurah adds, nowadays, he brings this down. Bisman has that. Nowadays, kelim lekove stoma dino kitzatz. Whenever you give anything into a artisan over here, when you're giving him any sort of a vessel to work upon, any utensil to work upon, the din is stam, as if it's a flat fee for a set amount and not an hourly wage. The kitzvaso yadua, because most of the time the price is well established. For example, a suit costs $10 to clean. So therefore, it's a set amount, even if you didn't specify and arrange that amount. Therefore, the Mishnah Berurah says, nowadays, in his time already, the minog was, the commonly accepted custom was, litnim erev Shabbos somel hashecha, that you could go and bring these over to the non-Jewish launderer or other artisan and give them things on erev Shabbos, again, with the caveats that we mentioned, that you didn't ask him to do it on Shabbos, and you're not picking it up right after Shabbos is over. Dishafut number 8 brings down, likewise, from Shlomo Zalman, nowadays, even if you didn't specify a set amount, you bring in your suit and your tailor says, well, we'll see what it costs based upon how much work I have to do. So then, so even though you didn't specify, it's $10, $20, but you know it will be some flat set amount, not based upon an hourly wage. So therefore, Rosh Shlomo Zalman says nowadays, all of this type of giving in work to any sort of a worker or an artisan or a store is acceptable. Samuch l'chashecha, again, with all of the caveats that we mentioned. Sivkot and Tesvav, the Mishnah Berurah says that it doesn't even have to be that the guy is getting paid a flat sum. He could even be doing it out of the goodness of his heart. Why would he want to do that? So the Mishnah Berurah explains, Hainu shenis ratza, einu yudi lasos lo b'chidam. The non-Jewish person wishes to do the Jewish person a favor. The Amrinan, and we say, the mistama, it must be, hu bishvil eza tova sha'asa lo ha'yisrael mitchila. It must have been that the Jewish person was nice to him at some point in time, and now he wants to return the favor. And therefore, v'alkein, adayte de nafshei ka'ovid. In this situation as well, the non-Jewish person is considered doing it for himself, not for the Jewish person. He's not getting any direct financial remuneration right now. No, the answer is, he feels he owes the Jewish person because the Jewish person had been nice to him. He wants to be nice back to the Jewish person. So therefore, this is called adayte de nafshei ka'ovid. He's doing it for himself and not specifically for the Jewish person. The Chavetz Chaim, the Bir Halacha, in Dibur Maschu, Vahu Shlo Yomar, Vahule, that you're not allowed to specifically tell him to do it on Shabbos. So the Chavetz Chaim points out, Zehu Asur, it would also be forbidden, Afilu Benosin Lo Kama Yom Mikodem, even if you're giving it to him, let's say, on Tuesday, and you tell him that you want to do it on Shabbos, you want it to work to do the work on Shabbos, that also is forbidden, even though you gave it to him on a Tuesday, and he theoretically could have done it Wednesday, Thursday, or Friday. But you told him, you can do it on Shabbos, I want you to wait till Shabbos to do it, that is not allowed. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot Zayin says, you're not allowed to tell him to do it on Shabbos. Likewise, if you tell the launderer, you go to the launderer on Erev Shabbos at 5 minutes before the Shkia and you give him a suit to clean. And you tell him, I'm going to go pick it up on Matzi Shabbos 5 minutes after Shabbos is over. I'm going to run right over. He has to leave town on Matzi Shabbos. So he's leaving the minute he makes Havdalah, he's running right out of town and he'll stop off at the launderer to pick up his suit. Gamzeh also afilu b'kotzas. The Mishnah Berurah says, even if you're paying him $10, $20, a flat sum, that is not permitted over here. Why? The kivan shi'ev shalagomro, since it's physically impossible for the non-Jewish person to finish this, elu imkein ya'aseh b'Shabbos, unless he works on Shabbos, there is no ability. It takes an hour to clean the suit. And you gave it to him 5 minutes before Shabbos, and you're picking it up 5 minutes after Shabbos. So in this situation, it is as if, hevi lei ki'ilu omer b'feirish, it's as if you specifically told him, explicitly, shi'chabes b'Shabbos, that you must do my shirt, my laundry, whatever it is, the suit, on Shabbos, and he's functioning as your shaliach, and it's not allowed. Dishafut number 9 brings down, likewise, v'chein liktsos im nochri, likewise, to go and arrange with a non-Jewish person, shiad vislo modor be'itom, that you want to put some sort of an announcement in a newspaper, and when is the newspaper printed? It's only printed on Friday night, and it comes out on Shabbos morning, so you want to put an ad in there, you want to put an advertisement, you want to put in some sort of announcement. So the Shelus HaTshuvas Chalkus Yaakov says that it's not allowed to be done, because Shekivan Shemasna Yisrael Beferush. You're specifically telling the non-Jewish person when you're giving him the ad on Friday afternoon, and he's only going to print it on Friday night, and it's going to come out on Shabbos morning, he's essentially doing that for you on Shabbos. V'yodua Shahad Fosin Nasis Below Shabbos. Everybody knows it's not done on Thursday night, it's not done on Friday in the morning or in the afternoon, it's done Friday night. So then, Harezek Ha'omelo Beferush. It's as if you specifically instructed him that he should print this announcement for you on Shabbos, and that's not allowed. What about a check or some sort of a bank check that you're asking the bank to put a certain date on it? So he brings down from the Shalosh Shuvah's Chesh of Eifod, Lechor and Nirish also Lassos Kane. How can you tell the bank that you want to date it on the date that Shabbos is? Kivin Shemayachid, Uzman Lov, Deha Bank, Lemlechas, Lemloch, Beshabbos, maybe you shouldn't be allowed to do this. However, he brings down a kula. He says, Yesh Mokum Loma, it's possible to suggest, Shekivin Shein Pekid Deha Bank, Makpidim, Lahabiris, Choma Kesef, Yosa Yom Mamish. The bank doesn't really transfer the money or is not interested in doing it specifically on Saturday, even though the date on the check says Saturday. So Mutal Lassos Kane. So then you would be allowed to do this. And therefore he writes, Ulafikoch, Shetov Lodia, Lanholas, Abank, Shein Humak. So if you're going to the bank and they're going to write the check or do whatever the money order is on Shabbos, you can tell them, lav davka, that you have to do it on Shabbos, you do whatever you want. And then if they do it on Shabbos, it's not your hassle or concern. Likewise, he brings down, if you're going to give your car into a garage that's owned by a non-Jew, so the Shelis Tshuvas Or Letzion brings down that this is permissible. Even though you know that he will fix it on Shabbos, or Bulvat, as long as you don't tell him, the Bedavka have to do it on Shabbos, because I'm going to pick it up on Matzah Shabbos 5 minutes after Shabbos. Or, even if you're going to tell him I'll pick it up on Tuesday, but it's a 3-day job, so then he's going to have to work on it on Shabbos, it's not allowed. But if he doesn't have to work on it on Shabbos, then it's permissible to put in your car in the garage, the Goyish garage, on Erev Shabbos, as long as it's out of your possession in the Goyish garage before Shabbos starts. Finally, Mr. Bruce of Kotnyu Zion writes, wrote Lomar, Shalom Beveis Yisrael. When we said it has to be in the guy's house, it didn't really mean it literally has to be in the guy's house. It can be any place but the Jewish person's house. Because if it's in the Jewish person's house, it looks like the Jewish person is instructing him to do it, even though the guy is doing it on his own. Adai to the Nafshe Kovid doesn't apply when it's in the Jewish person's house. He brings down the Kosev HaChayod, and the Chayodim writes, the Bebeis Yisrael Osir, in the Jewish person's house is forbidden, afilu him dovor shemino ko b'nei ha'ir litno b'kablonus, v'lo osu l'mechshe de b'shir yom. And this is true, that you're not allowed to do this in the Jewish person's house, even if it's something that is always given over in a kablonus type of an arrangement, and nobody's going to be concerned that you're hiring the non-Jewish person to work for you b'davkon Shabbos. Nobody hires the worker by the hour for this, they hire him by the job. Nevertheless, the gam can also mitamze, because it's in the Jewish person's house, you're not allowed to do this, the yomer, because people are going to say, shetzivo lasos b'shabbos, people aren't going to know what arrangement you had, and they're going to see the non-Jewish person working for you in your house, and they're going to assume the worst, that you instructed them to do so on Shabbos. The Chavetz Chaim, the Shaar HaTzion, Os Yudzayin, brings down, I have seen, he says, in many places, that Jewish people hire on a flat total sum fee for the job, to have people come into their yard and go and beat their flax or do certain things like that on Shabbos, so he says, lo yofahenos, and that's not right. The afim whom you know call your bekablonos, because even though everybody knows that the non-Jewish person is doing it for a flat sum or he'll take some percentage of the crop, of the item, halo birishus yisrael liolamos, in the Jewish person's house, it's always forbidden to do so. And therefore, in this situation, what you should do is make sure that you totally give over the pishtun on Erev Shabbos to this non-Jewish person so he owns it in its entirety, and it's not a concern then. This concludes today's shiur.